This is the day the Lord has made. Thank you for joining us in worship today. We praise God for you and however you're listening. We pray the message you receive will allow you to strengthen your relationship in Christ and build his kingdom as we seek God, shape lives, and serve the world.
That's all I want. Take time to lift him right now. What an awesome God we serve. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify your name. He's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. What a great and gracious God we serve. We should want to lift him. We want to lift him. Not just with our voices, not just with our praise, not just with our prayers, but we ought to lift him in our actions. And that's what our message is about on today. We have to lift him in word and deed. Somebody say, and deed. Yes. To God be the glory. Again, our scripture from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 15 through 18. Jot this down if you can't turn to it right now so you'll have it for our scripture for now, this week. And I hope that we'll meditate on it and let God's word dwell within us and show us the way he'd have us to go. 1 Thessalonians, epistle, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 15 through 18 again. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let us pray. God, our Creator, Sustainer, we ask now in a special way that you would speak to us, that we, your servants, might hear, but not just be hearers of your word, that we may be followers of your word, to do your will, your way. God, even if it's not our intention to receive anything this morning, God, break that yoke right now. Break that right now, God, that we can hear what you're saying to us, that we can become more of what you would have us to become and do more of what you have us to do. We claim the victory right now. In the precious and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Have your way, God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Woo! I'm excited about this day. Man, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm excited. And I pray that as you watch and you listen on today, that you get this message today. That's right. Go ahead, like it. Go ahead, share it right now. Just get a message. It's not going to be that long, but it's a message that I believe will bless every last one of us. I need you to finish this phrase for me. Get ready to type something in a comment because I need you to finish this phrase for me. It's a phrase that my dad used to say, my mom used to say, my grandmama used to say it. I've heard it, a lot of adults all in my life said this, and I want you to complete this phrase if you know the completion, if you know the end of it. I'm going to start it, and I need you to type in if you know the answer to this. Just get rid of it right now because I need you to respond. All right? This is the saying. If you know better, you will. Now type in what it is. Just type. Go ahead. Type it in. If you know better, you will. Type that in. If you know the answer to that. Yeah, something goes right there. Go ahead, put it in. That's right, put it in the comment section. That's right, send that to somebody else. Yep, go ahead, do it. Well, you got to put that many exclamation points behind it. That's okay, yeah, that's right, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. If you know better, you will. Okay, we're waiting. I know somebody had to find out how to do it, where to type it in. Yep, okay, yep, that's got it, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. That's it. If you know better, you will what? Do better. Wow. And that's the subject for our message this morning. Do better. Yeah. But I got a question. Is that true? Do we really do better when we know better? If you're anything like me, you struggle with doing what is right all the time, even though you know it's the right thing to do. Be honest. Go ahead, be honest. It's a good time. It's a good time to be honest. I know if you were in the church building, you know, you don't lie in the church building. but try not lying wherever you are right now. All right, just try that for a change. Be honest. Too many times we rationalize as to why we don't do right, and why we don't do what we know we ought to do. Too many times we blame others for us not doing the right thing. If she hadn't said what she said, if he hadn't done what he did, if they hadn't not pushed me, if they didn't push me like they pushed me, if they would have just done what I told them to do, it wouldn't be all this. The list goes on as to why we can justify not doing what we know to be right. We know to be right. We won't do it. So what's a person to do? When we say we need to do what the Lord wants us to do, we don't know where to start. Well, what are you talking about doing what the Lord says do? We don't know where to start. When we talk about evangelizing, we don't know who to evangelize to. We say things like, I don't know who needs Jesus. I don't know who's saved. I don't know who's not saved. I thought they were saved. They already told me they were saved, but they told me they didn't want to be saved. I don't know where to start at. So it looks like, or they say things like, well, it looks like they got it all together. They got plenty of money. They got this going on. They always seem to be happy. I don't want to tell them nothing about Jesus. I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to, what you mean by doing good. I don't know what you mean by evangelizing. Well, we know it's God's will that none should perish. And we know that all should perish. And we are and should be on the mission field to do the Great Commission. We are on a mission to do the Great Commission. God has called us to do that. So how many times do we not do it because we're saying, I don't know anybody who needs to know about Jesus, or I don't know where to go. I don't see how I can do the work you're talking about doing. Our theme for 2021 was, this was the year of action. Do God's will, not just preach God's will. Do God's will, not just pray about God's will. Do God's will, just not sing about God's will. Do God's will, just not wish God's will. We were talking about doing, and now in 2022, it's even more relevant than in 2021. It's all about doing. It's all about doing. It's all about doing. Doing what, Pastor? Doing what, Pastor? Doing His will. And I know you say, well, how? How do I do His will? When do I do His will? To whom do I do His will? I just don't know. That's the question. You say, I just don't know. Well, I got a question. I got a question for you. You say, I just don't know. I got a question for you. If you knew how, would you do it? Yeah, if you knew how to do what God wants you to do, would you do it? Oh, that's not rhetorical. I need you to answer that this day that the Lord has made. If you knew better, will you do better? Make up your mind right now who you will serve. Yeah, right now. Make your mind up. If you know better, will you actually do better? Is that in your heart? Is that in your mind? If you had the opportunity to do God's will you do it? Would you at least attempt to do it? Hallelujah. I may have gained somebody right there. I'll at least give it a go. I'll at least make an attempt at it. Come on, you're God's people. He's depending upon you. He is depending upon me as we walk and talk and live on this earth. So seeing that we have been given a great opportunity to do God's will, let's look at how we can effectively do better and transform our lives and our community to be better. Many times we can't do ministry because we lack the resources, or we lack the opportunity, or the opportunity never presents itself. I would have done a great work on ML King Day. I would have served. It was a day on, not a day off. You say, I would have done that, but nobody asked me specifically by name. I would have carried lunch to those who needed lunch, but no one told me they needed me. I would have done the great work, but I would have done some other great work, but I just didn't know anybody really needed me. When you made the announcement, Pastor, that we need folk to do certain things, I thought you were talking to them. You know them, the them that always want to do. the them that always we depend upon doing. I thought you were talking to them. I didn't know you were talking to me. No. But I want you to know there's an opportunity in there for you. I would have done this. I would have done that. And you know what? That's a valid response. I give you credit for that. So the question is, how can we all do ministry without someone calling us up and telling us, here is the opportunity to serve? How can we do ministry without somebody calling your name and calling, telling you to come do this right here, right now? Yeah. Out of all the needs there are in the world, we'll admit there's just so much scarcity. We'll say there's not enough food, not enough clean water, not enough blankets for those who are cold, not enough shelters for those who need shelter, not enough clothing. The list goes on and on. I'm not rich. And then we begin to say, because I'm not rich and I don't have a lot of extra to share with anybody else, we begin to say, since I don't have this stuff, I can't serve. I can't do anything. I'm broke myself. I need a blanket myself. I can't do anything. But I want you to know today, that's not true. Oh, yeah. You're finna know something. You're finna know better today so you can do better. Well, let me go the other way. What is there plenty of in the world? What is there enough of in this nation? What do we have plenty of in this state? What do we have plenty of in this county? What do we have plenty of in this city? What do we have plenty of in this community? What do you have plenty of in our homes? Woo! Yes, yes, yes. I thought you never asked. I tell you, evil. There's not a shortage of evil. Evil is everywhere. There's a song you can help me sing. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O, and on this farm he had some evil, E-I-E-I-O, with an evil here and an evil there, here, evil there, evil everywhere, evil, evil. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I. I know y'all singing that song. Well, listen. Just not only old MacDonald has a farm, but evil is everywhere. Oh, yes. Apostle Paul helps us with that in Romans chapter 7, verse 18 through 21, I'm reading. For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Now if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do right, evil lies close at hand. Woo! Evil is close at hand. Evil is everywhere. Praise God. Y'all didn't feel that one, did you? I said, evil is everywhere. Praise God. Yeah, you're looking at me like you lost your mind, Pastor. Evil is everywhere. Praise God. When evil shows up, you have the opportunity to minister. When evil shows up, ministry is present. A ministry that can transform our lives and the lives of everyone in our community. And the great news is you can do this ministry. Woo. You don't need a better job. You don't need more education. You don't need to be in a different family. You don't need another church. You don't need a better pastor. You don't even need more money. All you have to do is like the Nike commercial used to say, just do it. Do what, Pastor? Do what? Oh, you missed it. Okay, our text. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 15. See that no one repays anyone evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. That's the ministry. You can do that.
If you admit that evil is always present and evil is around you, and we look at people and want to call them evil, want to call them mean, want to call them all sorts of names. No. Do not return evil for evil. Look what the word says. But always seek to do good to one another and to everyone. Seek to do good. In other words, to do better and to be better. If there ever was a message our nation needs to hear, if there ever was a message our nation needs to hear and follow, is this one. Any message our state needs to hear, any message our city needs to hear, any message our neighborhoods need to hear, any message that we all need to hear is this message. Stop doing evil for evil and seek to do good for one another and everyone. Now, the reason he puts in for one another, he's talking to the church. First, we ought to do good to each other, even if evil is done to us from other folk who say we love the Lord. Your response ought to be to do good, even if evil was done to you. But then it says, not just to church folk, but to everyone. Ooh, praise his name. What would happen if the retaliation in our streets would cease because no one is looking to do evil for evil? You stepped on my toe, I'm going to break your foot. You said I was ugly, your mama ugly. Oh, I know somebody felt something right there. Don't get up. I ain't call your mama ugly. Don't get mad. All right. You said African American voters cast ballots at similar rates to Americans. Instead of just reaching with and getting all upset and reacting with anger and saying ridiculous stuff back, just get out there and register every unregistered person and make sure that we make sure that they're able to get to the polls no matter what restrictions they put in there, and we vote. You don't have to go back evil with evil. That doesn't get you anything. But God is telling us, let's overcome evil with good. And I know you say, well, how do we do that, Pastor? How do I overcome evil with good? It's so easy. That when they slap me, to slap them back. It's so easy when they shoot at me, to shoot them back. It's so easy if they shot my cousin, I'm going to shoot their cousin and their grandchild. It's so easy for me to get back at folk who've done something to me, because that sort of comes naturally. But my brothers and sisters, we have to do what comes spiritually, because God has equipped us to do better. And we know better, so we can do better. How do we do that? The text is right here in the text. It's right here in the text. See that no one repay evil for evil, but always seek to do good to one another and everyone. Verse 16, 17, 18 helps us. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. First thing it says to us, that we ought to rejoice. When we get evil for evil, rejoice. Paul puts another way. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Y'all got to hear that. Rejoice in the Lord when? Always. And it says, and again, I say rejoice. Now, sometimes we just act like we don't know when always is. Yeah, we ought to be rejoicing always, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation. We ought to position ourselves in a way that we're going to rejoice always. We're going to rejoice. We're going to rejoice. We can give God praise in the midst of. Notice, you're not rejoicing in that circumstance, that situation. Somebody runs into your car. I don't expect you to get out of the car and start just praising God and thanking God because somebody ran into your car. No, you praising and thanking God that it could have been a lot worse. Come on, somebody. You thanking and praising God, even if it was worse, that you know God in such a way that God is loving you and caring for you and helping you through the situation. By your praising God in the midst of the time when people think you ought to be fussing and cussing God out, by you praising God, God will get glory and somebody can be saved. That's what he's telling us to do right now. We need to live in such a way that no matter what goes on, we can rejoice in the Lord always. I know folk come to you with gossip. I know folk come to you with stuff. But when they come and do that stuff, you ought to be able to say, I thank God because God is great and he's gracious. He loves me. He cares for me. He loves you and he cares for you. And no matter what goes on, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Not a circumstance. I'm going to rejoice in the Lord. Woo! Woo! What a mighty God we serve. We can rejoice always. Rejoice always. Not rejoicing because of a bad circumstance. Not rejoicing because of a sickness. Not rejoicing because your house caught fire. You're rejoicing that God is still God, and God still is our creator, sustainer, our redeemer. You're rejoicing because you know who God is. You know God makes a way out of no way. You can rejoice in the midst of whatever it is because of who he is. Rejoice always. Secondly, it says,
Pray without ceasing. Woo! Praise his name. Pray. We ought always pray. Yeah, Jesus said we ought always pray. Pray without ceasing. We ought all. Now, that doesn't mean you walk around with your head down praying all the time. God, I thank you, Lord. You're my creator, my sustainer, my deliverer. Lord, I love. No, no, that's not what it's saying. No. It's saying you ought to have an attitude of prayer all the time. Yeah, your attitude ought to be where it's every time anything happens that you're going to talk directly with God. You're going to tell God about it first. Before you call your best friend, you're going to tell God about it. Before you tell somebody else how terrible you think the situation is, you're going to tell God about it. You're going to take time to talk to the Lord. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your troubles. Listen, he will hear your cry, and he'll answer by and by. God answers prayer. You have to just be patient and trust God even in your praying. If you're rejoicing and you're praying, you're doing those things that will make you better. You're doing those things that will make the situation better. You're doing those things that will turn the situation around because God's word said it will. Yeah, you can do better. You can do better. You can do better. You can do better because of who God is. We can rejoice always, and we can pray without ceasing. Praying is just communication with God. I don't want you to get caught up thinking praying means you got to speak in archaic terms. Oh, thou who has brought me from a mighty longest way, I giveth you all the praise. No. Notice Peter prayed. He stepped out and went to Jesus walking on the water. Jesus told him he could come out. Peter got out there and started walking on the water. Then he started paying attention to the wind. And he started looking at the waves and said, you know what? I can't do this. There's some things you're doing. You think, I can't do this. God has blessed you to do some things. You're thinking, I can't do this. But God has blessed you to do it. But when Peter took his eyes off Jesus and started looking at the wind, listening to the wind and looking at the waves, the Bible says he began to sink. But Peter prayed. He said, Jesus, Lord. He said, Lord, have mercy. That's it. That's his prayer. Lord, have mercy. And Jesus picked him up, got him out of the water. You may not have a real long prayer, but no matter what you're going through, as you're rejoicing in the Lord, you can pray even a short prayer, but just talk to the Lord. Take time to talk to God about it. Pray without ceasing. Pray, pray. You ought to always pray. Lastly, it says, and give thanks in all circumstances. Give thanks in all circumstances. You're going to praise God. You're going to rejoice in the Lord. But he's saying you give thanks in the circumstance. Lord, I thank you for what not only you brought me to, but I thank you for what you're bringing me through. Come on, somebody need that today. I want to thank you, God. Yes, I'm in it, but I know you're going to bring me through it, God. I know in the midst of it, you are with me. Knowing that God is with you, you can make it. And I want you to know this. You say if we know better, we ought to do better. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, and we know. Now then we think, come on, you need to know this. You need to know this. This is going to help you. This is going to help you know. This is going to help you. It says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. Our job is to love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Our job is to do what God has called us to do. Our job is to trust God with all of our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. And then it says, and we know that all things, whatever it is, will work together for good. Woo! For your good. It's intentional. It will work together for your good. As long as you love God. Yeah. He said, it is his will in Christ Jesus. You can thank God for knowing that all things work together. You can thank God because we know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Woo! We know this. We know that this world is not our home. That we all are strangers passing through. And one day we too have to leave this life. We have to give up this life for eternity. We're going to another house, another building, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. We're only going to be here for a little while, but we're going to spend eternity someplace else. And when we've confessed our sins and said, God, I've sinned, I've messed up, I haven't been everything I ought to be. When we say, Lord, I need you to come into my life. I believe that Jesus did die. Yes, that's our message.
We believe that he did die. He came through 40 and two generations, went about doing good, not all the good he did, even though folk talked about him, even though folk ridiculed him, even though folk did all kind of dastardly things to our Lord and Savior. Look at what our Lord did. He still died for our sins. He allowed them to put nails in his hands, nails in his feet, with a crown of thorns on his head. He took on all of that for you and for me. He gave up heaven and came and walked and lived on earth that we might have life and have it more abundantly. The Bible says he died, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The blood ran from his veins. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we ought to take time to thank him for loving us so much. We ought to take time to thank him for bringing us safely through what he brought us through. We ought to take time to thank him that he's got us in the midst of what we're going through right now. You ought to go ahead and thank him that evil might be in your presence right now, because if evil is in your presence, you have a present ministry that you can give out right now. You don't have to return evil for evil, but go ahead and give them good, because we know that he died. I said he died, but the story doesn't stop there. They placed him in a borrowed tomb. He stayed there all night Friday, stayed there all day Saturday, stayed there all night Saturday night. But we got to say we are so grateful that it was early. Somebody says early. It was early on that Sunday morning. He got up with all power, power over the grave, victory over death. And the Bible says he ascended into heaven, sent back the Holy Spirit to live in us, to guide us, to direct us, and to help us with this ministry. We know better. I said, we know better not to do evil for evil, but to overcome evil with good. We know better. So let's do better, do better, do better, be better, live better, praise God for better, 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 better. Yes, God, we thank you for a better life, for a better way, for a better love, for greater joy. We thank you. Hallelujah. 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 We can do it. He's equipped us to do it. You can do it. I can do it. We can do it. We're better. Thank you, Jesus. You're watching today. You're participating today. You're listening today. And you recognize, I need a better life. I can do better. But I need to have Jesus Christ in my life. I need to ask God into my life. I need to allow him to dwell in me and to help me to be what he wants me to be. Don't turn off. Don't change. You right now can come to Christ. All you have to do is pray this prayer and believe this in your heart and your mind. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:9 that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. If you want to be saved, all you have to do is pray this prayer, believing. First of all, we admit that we've sinned, we've come short, and that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I know that's a lot of church talk, but this just means this. God loves you so much that he wants you to have peace. He wants you to have joy. He wants you to have life everlasting. So give your life to Christ today. Pray this prayer with me to accept Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. That's all you have to do. I can't pray it for you. I can lead you in the prayer, but it's a prayer you have to pray. So as I pray this prayer and lead you into it, just repeat these prayers after me if you want to accept Jesus as your life. You say, Father God, I have sinned. I have not been all I should be. I am sorry for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I believe in my heart, Jesus died for my sins and rose from the grave.
I'm willing to trust you, God, all the days of my life. Holy Spirit, come into my life and help me to be what you want me to be. I will tell others that you saved me. Thank you, God, for saving me right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you've accepted Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, please let us know. Go ahead and contact us on our website, firstafricanbc.com, or you can go ahead and put it in the comments. Let us know. We'll get back in touch with you. You right now, by praying that prayer, you are now a disciple of Jesus Christ, and we offer you an opportunity to become a member of First African Baptist. God bless you. We thank God for you. We give him all the praise, the honor, and the glory. Go ahead and do better. Go ahead and be better because of who God is. He loves and he cares for us. If you haven't given, don't forget to give. And again, we thank God. We give him praise, honor, and glory. Let us pray. God, we thank you. We love you. We adore you. Magnify your name. Thank you for this opportunity to worship you this day in spirit and in truth. We ask now, God, that you move in your own special way. Have your way within us. God, we thank you for those who've come to accept you as their Lord and Savior on this morning. We thank you for others who've made up in their minds and our minds to do better, to be better, to not return evil for evil, but to trust you with all of our hearts, leaning not to our own understanding. And now we ask that the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit would rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And all the people of God said, amen and praise God. To God be the glory. Remain connected to us as we build God's kingdom together. Join us on Facebook at the historic First African Baptist Church and our website, firstafricanbc.com. You may also contribute through an app called Givelify, Givelify. May God bless you and thank you for worshiping with us.